Parsha. Parshat Vayechi is a parsha that's named after life, which is strange because it's a parsha that begins and ends with death. Parsha begins, of course, with the death of Yaakov, the preparations for the death of Yaakov, and it ends with the death of Yosef. So it's strange that the pasuk should be described as Vayechi. Interestingly, the other parsha in the Torah that's named after life is also about death. Parshat Chayei Sarah begins by summarizing the life of Sarah with her death, and it ends with the death of Avram. It's interesting that these two parshiot, both about death, are named after life. This may be part of what inspired Chazal, very interesting drasha, which Rashi seems to have understood to be a reality, about Yaakov Avinu's lack of death. If you look in the Torah when it describes the end of Yaakov's life, it says, he gathered his legs, vayigva, and he expired, vayeosef elamo, and he was gathered into his people. It's interesting that it doesn't use the word vayamot, and he died. Rashi on that pasuk comments, umita lo nemrabo. It doesn't say that he died. And then he adds, Rashi, v'amru razal, Yaakov Avinu lo met. First, Rashi makes the observation that Mita isn't mentioned. And then Rashi tells us, Chazal tells us that he in fact did not die. This is a very strange thing to say. As the Gemara in Chagigah Daf Hei asks, how can you say that Yaakov Avinu didn't die? The Torah says that they were maspid him. Not only that, they embalmed him and buried him. Was he alive? The Gemara answers that there's psukim in Tanakh that talk about the future of Yaakov and the future of his children, of his descendants. The Gemara concludes, Ma hu b'chayim, ma zaro b'chayim, af hu b'chayim. Just as his children have long-term life, so Yaakov has long-term life. The question is, what does this mean? Rashi there, by the way, says, what about the embalmers? He says, well, they thought he had died, which seems to imply that Rashi understood this literally, that Yaakov actually did not die. But what does it mean on any level? That because his children are still alive, so Yaakov is still alive. One could ask, Avram Avinu's children are still alive, Yitzchak Avinu's children are still alive. What's special about Yaakov? The Rashba explains in his Chedushei HaAgadot that the uniqueness of Yaakov is that all of his children remain true to their tradition as Jews. Avram had Yishmael, Yitzchak had Esav, Yaakov, all of his children, remained loyal. And we know that that's a point, a sensitive point in Parshat Vayechi. Yaakov is conversing with Ephraim and Manasseh about this very issue. Chazal tell us that it's a Parsha Stuma because Yaakov wanted to tell his children about the future, and Nistam Imena was blocked from him. He then turned to his children and said, maybe there's something wrong with one of you. Shema Yesh Psul B'mitati. And they all said, no, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That here is where Yaakov really learned that all of his children were true. We learn from here a very important lesson. All of our lives come to an end. The significance of our lives, though, lies in the degree to which the generations after us follow and continue what we begin. And this, of course, is a lesson Yaakov expressed at the very beginning of his life, when upon the death of Avraham, according to Chazal, Esav went off the derech, gave up the Bechorah, and he said, Hine anochi olech lamut, I'm going to die. The lamazeli Bechorah, what do I need this Bechorah for? Yaakov, on the other hand, valued the Bechorah and was baking lentils, which are what we give to an Avel because they symbolize the circle of life. That one generation leads to another, and the significance of our lives isn't undermined by death, but death helps us appreciate that the significance of our life is in what we pass on to the next generation, the Bechorah, and our legacy. This is why these parshiot about death are called life, because it's in death and how the generations after us continue us that the reality of our lives is determined. Parshas Chayei Sarah is indeed about the death of Sarah and Avraham, but about the marriage of Yitzchak and the finding of a wife to continue Sarah in Yitzchak's home. Vayechi is about the end of Yaakov's life, but shows his life really continues because all of his children follow in his way. May we live the kind of lives that inspire our children to continue in our ways so that our lives really will be eternal. Shabbat Shalom.